More news items. And now it's time for a bit of sport, with two Norwich City football matches in the last few days and an end to the highly successful season for Norwich Rugby Club. Paddy McDavitt delivers his Plymouth verdict after Norwich City's 2-1 championship defeat at Home Park against the side bottom of the table. Both faces of Johannes Hof Thorup's Norwich were on show in a defeat at rock bottom Plymouth. Back to dominating possession after the circumspect approach with the ball in the previous weekend's win over West Brom, but 6% of the ball did not translate into a weight of clear-cut chances or goals. Bar another superb finish from Josh Sargent with a minute or two of the second half. But the damage was already done, with two goals shipped in five first-half minutes. After early Saturday afternoon defeats for both Coventry City and West Brom, there was another sliver of playoff possibility. Had Thorup's side delivered their side of the bargain? But they fell short again, as they have done for the majority of this campaign of discovery. 8 points from the top six when the dust settled, with six games left, would suggest Thorup and co. can step up their planning for what is coming over the horizon. Those 1,100 fans facing the thick end of 7 hours' travel back to Norfolk deserve nothing less.
Norwich City produced their best performance in months to draw 0-0 with promotion-chasing Sunderland at Carrow Road. The Canaries were vastly improved in a high-quality affair, but their lack of cutting edge in the final third means they dropped to 11th in the Championship table. The hosts went into the game as significant underdogs after Saturday's humiliation by bottom side Plymouth, but they looked the stronger side in the opening exchanges. The sense of momentum was palpable at Carrow Road as the clock ticked past the 15-minute mark, with all of the territory in possession with Norwich. City went into the break feeling that they were the ones unfortunate not to be in the lead. Many expected an improvement from the fourth-place side after half-time, and one did come. Increasingly, the feeling for Thorup's charges was one of holding on, and that's just what they managed to do.
Now to rugby. Norwich Rugby Club field their nerve to edge past Ipswich 30-27 in a tense, hard-fought contest on a windy afternoon that saw them play 50 minutes with 14 men. The result ensured they completed the season unbeaten in the league. Already hit by the loss of influential forward Steve Soper, who broke his arm training for the second time this season, Norwich also had to contend with a red card for Mitch Parker in the half hour. They responded with outstanding defence and team spirit, a dramatic win and an unbeaten season. North Walsham Vikings 42, Old Northamptians 0. North Walsham ran in six tries and kept out a spirited Old Northamptian team to finish the season in the top half of the table with 10 wins and 10 defeats. The bulk of the defeats coming before Christmas and most of the wins more recently.
A City Park's football facilities are about to receive a massive upgrade under plans to make the location more accessible, sustainable and inclusive. Work is underway to convert part of the Southwest Pavilion in Eaton Park into a modern and industry-compliant changing space, allowing for both male and female teams to use it at the same time. Improvements will include transforming the current 9-room facility into 4 changing areas, with individual entrances, shower cubicles, toilets and privacy screens. The changing facilities will also be made available for other sports and activities, bringing the 1930s building back in line with its original purpose. Once completed, the facility will be Football Association compliant and will significantly increase women's participation in football, as well as enabling more local clubs to use the park's pitches. This upgrade is funded by Norwich City Council and the Greater Norwich Growth Board, as well as the Premier League and Football Association. The pavilion was built between 1921 and 1933 and was designed to be used as a changing facility for those using the park. Today, it stands as a Grade 2 listed structure of historical importance.
A new dog exercise business is hoping to open just outside Norwich. Norfolk Paws Dog Park will provide a secure and enclosed space for dogs to run and exercise off-lead. The proposed location in Great Plumstead is a 1.2-hectare site off Broad Lane, which was previously used as a home-school cooperative. The application to Broadland District Council seeks approval for a change of use from agricultural land to a dog park. The site will feature a fully enclosed dog exercise area with space for up to 17 vehicles in a dedicated parking lot. The application is currently under review with a decision target date of June the 12th.